I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
Yeah, it is.
I am finally involved in a lifelong love affair with Mads Mikkelsen.
Mads.
Danish actor, 55 years old.
Okay.
You know this face. He's popped up in Marvel movies, in Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
In Bond movies.
Yeah.
That's where this guy really sort of launches his international career.
He plays a bad boy in this
one,
doesn't he?
He plays Le Chiff in 2006, the reboot of the Bond franchise, Casino Royale. I remember seeing this guy and I was like, this face is...
This is an
unforgettable
face. Yes.
Right? These cheekbones and these almond eyes.
But the mouth is the thing for me.
Yeah, his
mouth. It fits the Mads.
Yeah.
It kind of curves down.
Right.
Is a constant scowl.
It can blossom into a smile. It can blossom into a joy.
Yeah.
Most known for his performance in Another Round.
Yeah.
Which was the... Did that win the best...
International
film?
Yeah.
Yeah. Another Round, he plays the teacher who, with a couple of his buddies, they decide to experiment with elevating their blood alcohol level.
Yeah, right, because there's a scientist or whoever who said we needed a 0.05.
Right.
So they're going to keep it at that, if not exceed it.
So it is a very kind of... tempered performance.
If there had been an Oscar for it, he should have been nominated. So evocative of the middle-aged guy, talented but going nowhere. It's figurative for all the guys who go to drink to resuscitate their lives.
And it's a very sad performance. They're going to remake it here, stateside.
Okay.
And that Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be in it.
All right.
Now, I don't doubt that Leo can do that. What I have very little faith in the American audience to allow... Leo to give a similar performance.
Besides Another Round, which is really a very high point for Mads Mikkelsen, The Hunt. Remember, he's a teacher?
Yeah,
he's
2012.
He's accused of abusing a kid.
He's a guy that works at a kindergarten. He's going through a divorce. He's a very sweet man who gets embroiled in these accusations about sexual abuse. I mean, I had to take a break because I couldn't bear to watch him abused by the townspeople. He delivers this quiet, strong performance.
So much is his pained man visage. When you look at the movie, it's called The Hunt again, and you see how he's accused, you can know and understand how men who are accused that they're not guilty, the difficulty of getting out of that quagmire. He's a professional dancer.
Yes, and a gymnast.
Did you see him at the end of Another Round?
Yeah, it is pure joy unleashed on...
In 2018.
Yeah, God, I know already what you're going to say.
Arctic. Have you seen it?
If you want to, yes.
Holy!
If you want to get acquainted with the wonderful face that is Mads Mikkelsen, this is the movie to do it.
Whoa.
Arctic is primarily him and his face.
Wow.
Survival story.
Yes.
It's just him and the woman that he's... attempting bring to safety.
Yeah, I know.
That is another hard spot.
His plane went down.
Yeah.
He's stuck. He builds himself a little world.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, there's a moment when his saviors come, and he has a moment of hesitation about connecting with them. Because he's got his little world. So many close-ups. So much good stuff about survival.
Around the same time, he did a little movie that was a John Wick knockoff called... Polar. He's like an incredible hitman assassin, and in that same vein.
Yeah.
And he is equally at home in these quiet Danish dramas as he is in these Star Wars and Marvel movies. Probably one of the best unknown movie stars in the world. Hannibal and the TV show.
Yeah.
It's a different iteration.
Yes. So surprising to me because I didn't think anybody could get near with the impact of Sir Anthony Hopkins. In that role, but taking it differently, as you said.
Right. He's definitely, he's got this face that we keep talking about. So that helps.
Yeah.
Two, he is avoiding any sort of Hopkinanigans, with
nice.
He's not doing any, any of the sort of typical
exactly.
stuff, right? So he's taking, first of all, it operates as a prequel. So this is not Hannibal who's imprisoned. It is a really delightful performance, and sly and funny.
Well, I bet we've done quite a bit for his career right now with our show.
I think I'm expecting an email any moment. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. You can listen to shows online at wcbe.org.